it's about getting involved as opposed to sitting back. I prefer to think of it as being proactive as opposed to reactive.
So, can you introduce yourself?
Terry Karpowitz, Chicago, Illinois, sculptor. I've seen too many people in my life just like sit back and wait for things to happen, and that as opposed to, you know, getting out and making them happen. And that's what this sculpture is about. It's about energy.
And it does capture a sense of
it energizes space.
Let's Go, the sculpture, is now on the grounds of the Sioux City Arts Center. But when I met with Terry last week, it was on his trailer in a parking lot downtown. When I saw it, I imagined it running down the interstate, and the image didn't appear as ridiculous as it now sounds.
My early work was teeter-totters and swings, you know, made out of large railroad ties because they were free, and telephone poles. And then I moved out into putting in the prairie so that the wind would come and the wind would move the sculptures around. So they were, you know, truly, in my opinion, environmental. But I didn't know, you know, my craftsmanship very well. And over time, the wind in the prairies get pretty tough and they would like knock them down. So that's when I applied for a Fulbright Hayes Fellowship to the United Kingdom to study the technology of windmills, how they were put together to last, you know, 400 and 500 years.
Terry became the scholar to the wind and watermill section for the protection of ancient buildings.
And, you know, here I was, a kid out of the Midwest with a lot of, you know, pent-up energy. And they said, no, you must sit down and study all this stuff. We can't put you in the field until you know the terminology. So I, you know, read up everything I could, you know, with breaks at 10 o'clock for tea and crumpets. But now I would put in like 10 hours a day. But finally they apprenticed me with Jim Davies. He was the last millwright of R. Thompson and Son, who still did things the old world way, you know, by hand. So he literally, Mark, taught me how to marry materials. And everything I do today is kind of a tribute to that experience.
If we could look back in time, we could see Terry now buzzing up and down the highways of England, learning about ancient windmills while riding a motorcycle, the speed of its wheels spinning compared to the gentle turn of the mill blades, demonstrating the great changes of time, power, and violence. And
this particular day, May 7th, 1975, I had a run-in with a lorry, a truck, and they weren't able to save my leg. So over the years, over those days, they said, you know, you have a choice. You can either, we can take your leg, or, you know, you have a death sentence. And prior to that, I lived in New York, prior to going to graduate school. As a painter, I was working with an artist by the name of Larry Poons, and he one day asked me, he said, Terry, go down the street and help set up a show of a friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of Mark DeSouvreau. The work was done, he designed the work from his wheelchair, because a couple years prior to that, he was involved in an accident where an elevator fell on his back. It crushed him between the floors. So Mark tells me he had three lives. One before the accident, it was a whole lifetime because he was an hour under a ton of weight on his back. Anyhow, the doctor said he'd never walk again, and he willed himself to walk. And he is, in my opinion, one of the best sculptors in living in the United States today, making some wonderful things. Anyhow, as I was laying in the hospital bed thinking like, oh, my life is ruined. I'll never be, you know, I won't be a man. I won't have a leg. I thought to myself, well, hey, wait a minute. I'll still have one good leg up on Mark DeSouvreau. So I told him that story subsequently, and we've become very good friends over the years. yes, when I lost my leg, the first thing I wanted to do was build sculptures that moved more gracefully through space than I did. So they had bearings and they were kinetic and, you know, multiple movements. And then one day I had an exhibition in Chicago, and a gentleman came up. I had this one sculpture called Rural Wind. It was 1 ton of wood moving on a pivot through a box. It was nice, and your energy brought it to life, which is one thing that I really want. You know, I want you to be involved. You know, like, let's go. And he said, these are great. Did you do these? I said, I did. And he said, aren't you afraid of people getting hurt? I said, no, I think people are smart for the most part. He goes, well, I'm here to tell you, they're not, and I'm a lawyer. And he said, what you have here is what's called in my business an attractive nuisance. So that's when I started investigating other materials like stone and steel and, you know, something that wasn't, you know, kinetic.
So you had to learn to work with all new materials.
Yeah, well, life is a learning process. Every, you know, I like to think that every day we learn something new. I've discovered that, you know, you use the same tools to cut stone as you do wood. You just use a different blade. So life is a wonderful challenge. You know, you wake up, there's something new to be offered every day if you take advantage of it.
Terry Karpowitz's sculpture, Let's Go, has been installed on the grounds of the Sioux City Art Center. You can't miss it. You can see it anytime. Before I leave you, I want to include one more story. Well, it's actually more of a tableau that didn't quite fit into the larger story. Terry was a bartender at Max's Kansas City in the 70s, back when it was the center of the art world. The Velvet Underground, Robert Rauschenberg, Candy Darling, everyone was there.
What a cultural center to be.
It was, Mark, you know, Janis Joplin was sitting on a table by herself, just, you know, and I was just out of the Midwest, so I didn't know anything about drugs. It was a trip. I mean, Andy Warhol would come in at night, about midnight, and the back room would clear out, and that was his domain. And there was some real unusual people that went in there. But to me, it was just like, wow, this is amazing.
We're called the Velvet Underground. Mm. You're allowed to dance, in case you didn't know.
Now, let me rewind. Terry Karpowitz's sculpture, Let's Go, has been installed on the grounds of the Sioux City Art Center. You can't miss it. You can see it anytime. For FM 90, I'm Mark Monk.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding a studs back at gym, you know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers, all your protest kids, you can hear Jack say, get ready. See Jack! Come on, baby. See Jack! See Jack! Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even
have some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones.